All right, yesterday we arrived at Sky Harbor Airport, and then we got in the rental car, and on the drive from the airport to the hotel, an interesting conversation broke out.
It sure did, and I'm starting something here. This is a new segment I'm going to start doing, and a new hashtag I'm going to start, called the Quotable Jub. Because George has said several things already on this trip that I think need to be shared with the world.
I don't think so.
And yesterday, in the car to our hotel, you said one of the more interesting things I've ever heard. I never have heard this stat cited anywhere else. It came from you, and it started a huge debate inside the car. When you said, quote, 99.9% of all homeless don't have 401ks.
Okay.
Now, why this just appeared out of nowhere.
It didn't appear out of nowhere. You started your homeless line
there
of humor.
There is no homeless and line of humor. I have more sympathy for the homeless than most people. Than most people combined.
No, that's not true.
That is not true. It was in response to something you said when there was a, well, there were several characters that we saw who didn't seem to be doing very well. They were down on their luck.
They were doing fine.
They're on the streets holding up a sign.
No
signs.
They
had their clothes were tattered. And you issued the joke that you always do. How much you figure is in his 401k?
That is not true.
Junior?
Yes, you did issue that, but that wasn't the first line that you issued. The first line was something about the odor of the guy's scrote.
Yeah, is there any way?
What?
And you asked if there was any way that that smelled good.
Yeah. That is not. I don't even know.
And I took that
you
one.
Know
and
what?
Just went, yeah, poor
I'm not
guy.
Even going to dignify
that. Is
that
the most
with,
callous response.
With the next question.
And then after that, you said, "I wonder what his 401k balance is," and then.
And George?
And then George issued the line that 99.9% of homeless don't have 401ks, which Gordon and I then said, so some of them do?
Right. So okay. There are 2 points that come out of that. One of them is that some of them do have 401ks, and then it's like, why is George besmirching the homeless by saying, oh, well, there's no way they
I'm
have
trying
401ks,
to defend
you know?
Them and keep the wolf known as Gordon Keith off
that,
of them.
By saying that they don't have 401ks. You don't know that.
And you're missing out on two key words. I said, you know. Pointing at you, Gordon, I said, you know that 99.9% of
know
all
that.
Homeless do not have a 401k.
I don't know that.
And I feel pretty confident.
It is discriminatory and somewhat offensive that you would just assume that they don't.
And I feel pretty confident that there is a very small percentage, 0.1%, that I know
well,
for
hold
a fact.
On. Hang, well, this hang gets on. To your next quote. Your next quotable quote from the quotable job is, quote, I've served food to homeless who don't have access to their 401k. did you not say that?
That's a misquote.
He said that. Remember?
No,
because
you guys
they're started... just mentally ill, you said, because they're messed up in the head and they still have 401ks, but they just don't have access to them.
I said that possibility exists because...
You said you serve food to them.
Yes, and you said, how do you know that? And I said, well, when I did, the people who were in charge of these meals would say... These people used to have, they were professionals. One
Which
was
is
a,
generic.
One was a, and then you, so I had to cite examples and I said one was a stewardess and one was an accountant. And I'm assuming that, yes, they probably did have a 401k at some point.
And then Junior stepped maybe, in with his.
And business. Maybe they lost their capacities and they, you know, they couldn't function and they didn't know how to get to it.
But my thought was certainly the professional cashes out the 401k before they become homeless. Like, that's their last-ditch effort to pay the rent or do whatever. I would say very few, if any, get to homeless.
Say still, that no matter what, I'm not touching my 401k.
Right. I know I'm about to be homeless, but I know there's a little penalty if you withdraw the 401k before
62.
So I don't want to do that. I'd rather be homeless. I think they probably all exhaust the 401k as a last step before they're homeless.
Okay. Well, to me, it's far less egregious than just making a punchline out of homeless.
It's not a punchline.
That's the whole storyline.
You're the one
is with you. Oh,
claiming,
look at this guy. How's his 401k doing?
You're the
huh?
one claiming that they can't even have one. And
so,
I'm
no,
saying that there's
I'm,
possible.
I'm saying that when you write out a stand-up routine, hey, what's the deal with
routine.
The homeless? I mean, how much
right.
they have in their 401k?
Defend these other
Try that
quotes
Seinfeld.
That you had yesterday. Quote, smaller Samoans can't read at distance.
Never said that. Never said that. Anyone listening knows that you just made up that quote because you're the one who talks about races.
What a wild claim.
All right, what about this? Did you or did you not say, quote,
did not.
Don't ever quote me, I'm a flipping idiot.
I did say that.
You did say that. See there? Right. And then that was shortly after you had said, quote, possums can't delegate. What did you mean by that?
I don't know. I had to think of whether or not I actually said that. I may have said that. But I'm right on the 401k thing. You're right that maybe that, of course, they go through that before they have to live a life on the streets, but maybe some of them were, for whatever reason, thrown into a desperate situation, and that's they still got a 401k hanging out there somewhere with a few thousand dollars invested.
Hanging out there.
You don't know.
No,
either
I
way.
Don't know. I don't know, but you can't make the claim
but
that 99.9% don't have it.
But either way.
That was my point.
I play the trump card of still not funny.
No, it's
there
not
funny.
There
are humans who are suffering,
what's
and for
funny,
some reason that's
no,
funny
that's
to
not
you.
Funny. What is funny is that you've made this bold and insulting claim about homeless as fact.
I'm the insulting one.
As fact.
I'm
you
the insulting one.
You quantified it.
I don't
as
know.
As 99.9%.
I followed it up with, don't quote me, I'm an idiot. I don't know what I'm talking about. I admit
why are
that.
You saying it?
I admit that.
Why are you trying to disseminate misleading information about the homeless?
Because
what's in
I
it for
was
you?
Trying to defend why? The toothless gentleman who crossed our path on a bike with boots on the front, and as I have hope for him.
Loaded down with a bunch of backpacks and a front basket.
Yes.
We're at a stoplight, and this guy crosses the crosswalk in front of us on a bike.
Sunglasses.
Not going that quickly. Bike loaded to the gills.
Mm-hmm.
Cowboy hat.
10-gallon big old hat.
No teeth.
Yeah, he's missing his two front teeth, but he's smiling, and he looked happy, and he's riding in jeans and boots on this bike that was ill-fitting.
See, now everyone's running with this quote, I've served food to the homeless who don't have access to the front. I didn't say that!
You did!
That is such a weird...
So how do you know
that?
I said because.
Hashtag quotable
because.
That's such a strange claim. I've served food to the homeless who don't have access to their 401k.
I didn't say that! Yeah, that's funny.
You did.
It's funny to make up a quote and laugh about it.
You did say that.
I didn't say that.
You implied that.
I said, when I had contact with homeless, when I served food, the guy told me that the director told me that some of them were former professionals.
Okay, but that was
and
was
he
an
said,
expression.
Oh, that's generic.
I don't know.
And I
but
said,
wait,
okay,
wait a
I'll
minute.
Give you two examples, an accountant and a steward.
But the topic 401k never came up with that guy.
Well, no, but they were professionals, so but they did at one time have a 401k.
But you started that story
that's
with
an assumption on his part that they
the
burned
quote,
through it first.
You started the story with a quote, I served food to homeless kids.
By the way,
to the
I think it's a pretty safe assumption that they burned through their 401k at some point.
It may be. It may be.
But the
I don't like traveling with you guys.
Well, I want
you misquote me and then you laugh at me.
I want you to get a hold of the guy who can testify on your behalf that you have indeed served food to homeless who don't have access to their 401k.
I never said it that way. All right. 8:47 on the ticket.